From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to another attempt to allow for photo voter identification requirements in the state constitution. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the debate grew very heated before the vote.
Several House Democrats argued that requiring a photo ID for voting echoed the old Southern practices used decades ago to prevent African Americans from voting. GOP House member Rick Bratton of Cass County took issue with that opinion while talking with Democrat Carla May of St. Louis.
If you don't realize that this is a racial piece of legislation, then you have the problem. And you need to go back and read your history.
Well, prove I know this is racial legislation.
It's
prove
racial
it.
Legislation because it only creates because a disparity in a right.
So. Bratton also argued that the measure would, quote, ensure that busloads of people don't come in and steal their votes. And several Democrats howled in shock over the use of the term busload. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The photo ID measure passed on a voice vote and needs another full House vote to move to the Senate. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is asking legislators to put money in the budget for a daily expense allowance when he is working in Jefferson City. The Republican lives in Cape Girardeau and maintains a second home in Jefferson City. Kinder receives an annual salary of about $86,000, but he says he's experienced gradual impoverishment during his decade in the office. Jefferson City Public Schools announced a new principal of Jefferson City High School. KBIA's Abigail Corson tells us what factors contributed to the choice.
Jefferson City Public Schools announced Tuesday that Robert James will become the new principal of Jefferson City High School, effective July 7, 2015. For the past 6 years, James worked in the Temple Independent School District in Temple, Texas, leading a large, diverse population, including 2,000 students and over 200 faculty and staff. Jefferson City's new incoming superintendent, Larry Linthicum, says a variety of things made James the ideal choice as the high school's next principal.
His track records prove that he has the ability to develop relationships with his staff and those that he works around, the ability to motivate them and work with them in a way that working toward a common goal.
James is a native of Mid-Missouri, having lived in Jefferson City during his childhood before moving away with his family. Though James will not officially begin his new role as principal until July 7th, he will have the opportunity to work with staff and administrators before then to get reacquainted with the district and the Jefferson City community. Abigail Corson, KBI News, Columbia.
Public schools around Missouri are rapidly seeing more of their students graduate high school than in years past. Data from the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education shows that the state's public schools have increased their graduation rates by 10% in just the last 3 years, from 78% in 2011 to 87% in 2014. Columbia's graduation rate was 90% in 2014, which was a 5% increase in just the past year alone. Residents in Moberly will soon have a way to find treatment for medical emergencies without having to visit the emergency room. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on what the city's new health clinic will provide to the community.
Moberly Urgent Care will provide treatments for non-life-threatening medical needs such as colds, stomach flus, or broken bones. Dr. Justin Puckett of Kirksville is the CEO of Complete Family Medicine, the group sponsoring the new clinic. He says Moberly Urgent Care's expanded hours can allow Moberly residents more access and quicker results for their urgent medical needs.
The hospital has had some convenient care clinic, but certainly not had the availability of 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, 7 days a week. So as far as an official urgent care facility, we're the first one in the Moberly community.
Dr. Puckett says BJC Healthcare previously ran a similar clinic in the area, but it closed down 2 years ago. He says the clinic will partner with Moberly Regional Medical Center to fill the void left by that clinic. Moberly Urgent Care is expected to open on March 1st. For KBIA, I'm Andy Humphrey.
The Missouri Nurses Association 29th Nurse Advocacy Day brought nearly 700 nurses and nursing students to the Capitol Wednesday. MONA President Rebecca McClanahan says the event helps nurses and students see how their voice can be heard in the state government. Members presented their legislative priorities such as Medicaid expansion, creating a prescription drug monitoring program, and allowing for more prescriptive authority for advanced practice registered nurses. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.